The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Matt Zimbolin running the board back in New York. Thank you, Matt.
They are spectacular. I was never like a fan, but every time I hear the Beach Boys, I go, wow, they are great. Hey, Joe on the radio, Joe Piscopo, live from Trinitas Regional Medical Center, and we are here in Elizabeth, New Jersey, at this beautiful medical center. We're going to go through a litany of things. We have a Congressman Kelly's going to join us. Our dear friend John Catsimatidis will join us as well. Colonel Jack Jacobs on the show. I'm so proud to tell you. I have such respect for all of our guests, and all of our guests have respect for Colonel Jack Jacobs, a Medal of Honor a recipient, kind enough to join us. We're going to see what's going on in Israel, what's going on with the hacked colonial pipeline. They paid a ransom for that. I mean, in this, and no one's saying anything. They're just letting it happen. Oh, it's a scary time. So, but let's right now concentrate and take it home and talk to Lisa Liss, if we can. Director of Volunteer Services at Trinitas Regional Medical Center. You know, Lisa, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
It's great to have you here. You know, most of my life has been in the nonprofit arena. A good portion of my life is in the 501c3 arena, and I've helped out kids in the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey, and they call me Joey Benefit. You got a charity, I got a tuxedo. I come early, I stay late. Thank you for asking. So, but thank you. In the medical arena during the pandemic, I can't even imagine. Tell us what you went through and how you handled all the volunteer services here at Trinitas.
Yeah, the pandemic has been an incredible time here at Trinitas. And what was so remarkable for me was to see all the volunteers in the community pitch in and bring us PPE, personal protective equipment, bring us food, coordinate donations. They really stepped up to the plate without even a call being put out to them. They just knew. They knew that this is what they needed to do to help.
And what did they do? I mean, because you had nurses doing and doctors 24/7. I mean, it was just incredible. Isn't it funny how now you get a chance to step back, catch your breath, and you go, how did I do that, right?
Yeah, we were just talking about that the other day. We viewed a video of the last year, and we looked and saw what everybody pitched in to do.
Yeah.
Not only the doctors, the nurses, and of course they were at the front line of everything,
but the
entire staff here, really, they were all volunteers. Everybody pitched in to help. It was an amazing thing.
Yeah, and then having to be all PPE'd up, if you will, with the mask and the gowns. Back then, when we didn't know what was going on, and gloves, right?
It, truly amazing. And indeed, the community stepped up and brought in, donated gowns and gloves and masks. They just were, they're amazing people, volunteers.
Well, we just finished National Nurse Week on May 12th, and Al's bride, Jennifer, is a nurse in that regard, you know. And for those who aspire to become a nurse, how can nurse camp? There's nurse camp?
Yes.
Tell us about that. That's cool.
Yeah, nurse camp is a program that we developed back in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
We've had almost 1,000 11th and 12th graders come through the program.
Whoa.
Yeah. We designed the program to give students an opportunity to see what healthcare is all about, what nursing is all about, and what allied health professions along with nursing. So the students come to us for a week during the summer, Monday through Friday, from 7:30 till about 3. And
wow.
They get to go through all different areas within the hospital. We bring them over to our School of Nursing, and they get to see what our simulation lab is all about.
Yeah.
And it's a remarkable program. And it's grant-funded, so it's even more remarkable.
You know, Lisa Liz, Director of Volunteer Services at Trinitas Regional Medical Center, where can we get more information about that? I love that nurse camp.
Uh-huh. You can email me at lliss@trinitas.org or phone me at 908-994-5164 and be happy to talk with you about our nurse camp program.
She's locked and loaded. She's got all the information right there. We appreciate that. Before we let you go, Lisa, what collegiate and high school medical mentor programs are available?
Uh-huh,
this is something else?
Yeah, we have a collegiate medical mentoring program where have, that was our wonderful CEO, Mr. Horan, asked us to put together a program to bring college students here, and they get to shadow physicians for a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
To go in case they want to go to maybe into nursing, maybe into being a doctor themselves, right?
Well, these are our students who have already decided on
a medical career. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, Lisa, where are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn.
Where are you from?
Brooklyn, New York. Brooklyn in the house.
Somebody's always got to be from Brooklyn. Somebody's always got to be from Brooklyn, New York. You know? Are you living in Jersey?
I live in Staten Island.
Staten Island, Brooklyn. We're all together. And you always got to come to New Jersey. Lisa, this is great what you're doing. I can't even imagine. You know, it's Joe on the radio at Trinitas Regional Medical Center with Lisa Liss, is Director of Volunteer Services at Trinitas, and we're broadcasting from Trinitas. And we're going to get into the news of the day, but what's fascinating to me right now is what we went through 1 year ago today, like walking through, scared. We didn't know what was going on. No one was really in charge, and you were at the front, on the front lines with Mr. Horan and and the team here at Trinitas.
It was all the leadership here.
And I thank you. I totally agree. And you know what's interesting, too, is that people listening outside the area, this is, and I said it before, one of the most densely populated areas in the United States of America, you know, right in this area. This is where I'm from in Jersey, you know, in this whole area. Yet, and we got hit hard, and you handled it magnificently. So thank you for your service. It's what it's all about.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa. Take care. Say, Lisa Liss right there, Director of Volunteer Services at Trinitas Regional Medical Center. And I'll tell you what, that is, when you talk about doing God's work, that is it right there. Hey, Congressman Mike Kelly's going to join us in just a little while. And also, you know, Yocasta Corona is the stroke director, and I worry always about that. You know, and I don't know. I worry about everything. What do I got to tell you? I'm going to look at that. I don't worry about it. I go, I'm looking forward. We're going to talk to Yocasta Corona and see, you know, how you could prevent the preventative steps to avoid strokes, please. Mr. Katsimatidis will join us in the 8 o'clock hour. You know, John, as the United Refining Company, Gristides Foods, and he's an owner of Red Apple Media, giving a shout-out across town. But on our station at AM 970, Cats at Night, the Cats Roundtable on AM 970, the answer, how do you pay a ransom? How do you pay the ransom? They couldn't – stay with me just for 2 seconds. I don't want this to be political. I want this to – we will get into it, but it's upsetting to me that they were held hostage, this Colonial Pipeline. And what is really upsetting, it's one company – that caused a shortage throughout a good portion, about a third of the United States of America. Does that scare anybody? How can one company be shut down? This has in my opinion, you know, you're always sick of hearing about Russia, Russia, Russia. This has Russia, fingerprints all over it. Yet they don't call this administration to task. And I'll tell you what, if it was the previous administration, I'd be saying the exact same thing. What is going on down there? They're letting it go. Why isn't the press all over this? They paid off. They played off people who held us hostage, and we paid $5 million for it. And now again, something happened in Ireland. Now you said that in Ireland as well. Something.
Yeah. Apparently, there was a ransomware attack in Ireland. Apparently, they had to their health department had to shut down. It says here Ireland had to shut down its health system computers due to a ransomware attack. So this is clearly a coordinated effort that they're trying to infiltrate and, you know, affect businesses across the world. So it's a calculated attack. The fact that the pipeline people had to pay this $5 million ransom, and it sounds like the White House didn't want them to pay, and they paid anyway. That's a big deal.
But all of the oil, and we'll talk to Mr. Katsimatidis about it, all of the oil, everything around the country, this is one place. This is one place, and we can't even – and that's – it's going to – if this is going to disrupt and cause shortage of gas and lines – on the at the gas station, this thing, one thing, we are really in deep trouble. And you're going to shut down, and I'm telling you, I'm not making a political statement. I'm being objective here. If you're going to shut down the XL pipeline, and you're going to just destroy tens of thousands of jobs, and this came out of this administration, and then some of those folks, unfortunately, who worked on the pipeline, they didn't know what to do. They took their own lives. This is a situation we have. Am I the only one talking about it on media? Can someone please be talking about it? Can we talk about it? Can the local stations talk about it? Can national news jump on this, please? This is wrong. And we have to worry about now paying off people. We were hacked. We were that vulnerable. And because we shut down the XL pipeline, who's in charge? And no one's calling out the president. You got to be tough. I don't dislike President Biden. This is not a hateful speech or anything like that. This is just plain scary.
But this has been going on for a while. And there have been experts that have been saying that lot of countries are vulnerable.
About 4 months, yes.
Well, I mean, even longer than that, they've been talking about cybersecurity
would never happen under the previous administration. Absolutely not.
Well, I'm talking about
why? Because you need a little crazy in the White House.
Right. But I'm not even talking about the previous administration. Okay. I'm talking about even before that these guys are getting more sophisticated, and I don't think we've built enough of infrastructure in terms of cybersecurity, not only in this country, but in other places around the world where they're constantly – look, these guys that apparently attacked this pipeline said, we're in it for money. We're not in it to – they claim we're not in it to destabilize, but that's exactly what they're doing. Yeah. They're claiming they're in it for money, these people paid up.
In my opinion, and I may be wrong, call me and tell me I'm wrong, this has Putin all over it. And believe me, I'm the first guy to look to the communists. This is Putin all over it. Joe on the radio, and by the way, this would never – you know what, too? Between you and I, it's just you and I in the room.
Nobody's.
And I don't want to be too political here, but really, really, really. You know what? You know what I liked about the previous administration is that there were people in the Middle East, like Hamas. This is objective. There were people around. There were these hackers, probably these people holding about to hold hostage, then blackmailers in Russia. There was Vladimir Putin. They looked at who was in the White House in the last administration. They said, oh, man, I'm not messing with that guy.
Right.
He just scared the heck out of everybody. And you know what? He was a narcissistic megalomania. And my answer to that is, this is a bad thing? Is that a bad thing? You need a little crazy in the White House. You got to scare them a little bit.
But he gave them, President Trump gave them a moment of pause. President Biden has done none of that. And they're pushing him to test his limits, to see how far they can go. Look at what Iran is doing.
You've used up your smart limit.
I'll go home now.
For the morning.
It's fine. That's fine.
Iran, they're testing Biden, and Biden has failed.
Continuing to enrich its uranium. What do you think is going to happen? Once Israel gets everything else straightened out in the Middle East, they're going to send a missile right over to Iran again.
By the way, to Al's point is, Al, that's very smart.
Thank you.
You got to be careful.
I'll go home now.
Pull back a little bit. We got four more.
All right. Thank you.
Colonel Jack Jacobs. Colonel Jack Jacobs is going to join us because we're going to talk about Israel's going in. You can't mess with Israel. They're messing with Israel, and it has nothing to do, by the way, if I may, with the Palestinians. It has all to do with Hamas, the terror organization that is, to Albert's point, financed by Iran, right? So what's going to happen? Israel's going in to Gaza. They're going to take over the land. This is an absolute mess. Jack Jacobs, we'll hear what Jack has to say. You don't want to miss Jack Jacobs on the show. Congressman Mike Kelly as well. We're going to talk about the politics down there in the House. Oh, we got a lot to get into. We're live from the Trinitas Regional Medical Center. I just tweeted out a great picture. Al photobombed me with his new blonde hair. Just my partner out. Joey Sebelia is here running around, and we invite you to come over, say hi. But we got a lot to get into, and the one, the only, Debbie Duhame is on the roads diligently checking out traffic for you on AM 970 The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. And if you're heading over to 109 into Elizabeth, getting down through Trinitas, it looks like 109 is okay into South Street in Elizabeth if you're exiting to head out to Trinitas Regional Medical Center. Let's see what's happening as you take a ride over to the New Jersey Turnpike. Some earlier problems over by exit 8. It looks like that's pushed to the shoulder. And let's go to the inbound GWB. That's about 30 minutes getting into town. We're still seeing a slight delay at the Lincoln, 10 minutes in. Holland about 5 to 10. Over on the Cross Bronx eastbound by the Sheridan, an accident there was finally cleared. LIE eastbound over by the Cross Island, that's a disabled vehicle. And over on Sunrise Highway westbound into West Babylon, getting out past Deer Park Avenue, watch for a collision over there as well. Sunny today with a high going up to about 76. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dairy Queen. Hey, DQ fans, the new Summer Blizzard menu is here, and it's bringing a lineup of fantastic flavors like brownie batter or drumstick with peanuts. It's time for a red spoonful of summer adventure. Hurry in today and grab the new Summer Blizzard menu, only at your DQ. Happy tastes good.
Hey, Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. Great to have you with us. Congressman Mike Kelly will join us momentarily. I want to tell you about Phil Guarneri and our good friends at Empire State Bank. I'll tell you, they know the community better than anyone I've ever seen. I've been with them. I go out with them. I will go out with them again when there's a branch opening, and I'll go out, and they'll go to the different community. I love community. That's what strengthens the United States, you know? And you see, like here at Trinitas, when I look at Empire State Bank and what Phil and Jeannie and Tom and Esmeralda do, they go community to community. They know. And now in this situation with the business trying to get some cash flow, hello, we're all in the same boat, you know, after this pandemic. Well, the business relationship managers at Empire State Bank can get you an SBA 7(a) loan, but you got to go there and ask, because once you are eligible for an SBA 7(a) loan, you get higher loan amounts, lower down payments, longer term, flexible uses, and there's no, by the way, SBA loan guarantee fee, and you receive 3 months payment relief for a limited time only. Empire State Bank has SBA programs that can help you grow your business and help it thrive, by the way, during these crazy times. Locations for Empire State Bank, Staten Island, Brooklyn, all throughout the lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank. Can you start here, please? ESBNA.com. ESBNA.com. Empire State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Walt Disney signed up more than 8.5 million new Disney Plus streaming subscribers in the recent quarter, bringing its total number of subscribers to more than 103 million. That's not enough for Wall Street, and the stock is losing ground this morning. It's a sign that Disney Plus is growing at a slower pace as people get out more. However, relaxed restrictions are helping Disney by reopening its theme parks. People still want food deliveries, though. DoorDash's revenue tripled in the recent quarter from a year ago, and its business topped Wall Street forecasts. Kansas City Southern's board has accepted a takeover offer from Canadian National Railway. It's ending a merger agreement with Canadian Pacific, though that deal still could be renegotiated. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Cain, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me every Monday and Friday as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Cain Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
Sadly, in 2020, 24 children died of pediatric vehicular heat stroke, and many of these incidents occurred when parents or caregivers simply forgot the child was in the car. A child's body temperature rises 3 to 5 times faster than an adult's, and leaving a child in a hot vehicle can lead to their death very quickly. If you see a child left unattended and can't locate their parents, call 911. If the child looks unresponsive, do whatever it takes to get him or her out safely, including breaking the window. Your actions may save the life of a child.
Brought to you by NHTSA.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Radio.com.
Joe on the radio telling you about Connors and Sullivan, and we love Mike Connors. He's the man. You need a will. You need trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, estate plan. The goal of Connors and Sullivan, you know what, is to protect you, to protect your rights, your interests. They've been helping people like you, like me, by the way, plan their estates and protect their families for 40 years. You know what? You can get a free comprehensive telephone consultation with Mike himself. See how he can help protect your family, your assets, your legacy. Come on. Look, if with me, with my life, if Mike could take care of me, just think of what he could do for you. I'm just saying. He's the guy. People say, I got a guy. I got a guy. And his name is Mike Connors at Connors and Sullivan. And you can get a free, comprehensive telephone consultation if you call 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Mike always says the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is what? Not planning at all. Give Mike a call right now for free, would you? You get that free comprehensive telephone consultation. That initial call, I could save you a lot of money and protect your legacy. 718-238-6500 or visit, please, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us at 7:25. Mike Kelly is a great guy. You know what? When I tell you there's some great folks representing us down in Washington, and there's only a handful, Congressman Mike Kelly is one of those great people, those great peaceful patriots, liberty-loving patriots who are kind enough to join us on the program. Congressman Kelly, welcome back to the show. Always an honor to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, Joe. Top of the morning to you.
Top. Little Irish, and Irish through and through. That's what I love about Mike Kelly. It's the see, we're a good mix, Congressman. See, because my kids are half Irish, half Italian. It's a good mix. You got to admit, right, sir?
Yeah, it is. But you know, the only difference between the Italian and the Irish is where you place the vowel. So you need the beginning of the name or the end of the name. Really no difference. They're fun loving. They're peace loving. They love their families, and they love their country. So it's great to be on with you, my friend.
Oh, Congressman, you too, and I got so much to get into, but you know what, you and me, we always got, I just love chatting with you, sir, if I may. So you've been to Ireland. Where's the family from? Beautiful Ireland. I've been there. What a magnificent country. And where's your family from, if I may ask, Congressman?
You know what? The Kellys have no idea where they're from. They think they're from all over.
That's great.
Now, the McKays they're from County Mayo. Yeah. But what the Kellys is, they're like Smith in America. Like, you know, where are you from in Ireland? Which I have absolutely no idea, nor do any of my relatives. They just know they were everywhere.
Yeah, you could just say County Cork. Yeah, that's me. Sure, that's me. I'm from there. I'm from there, too. You know, Congressman Kelly, before we get into the really obvious, we're just a little worried about this administration, and I'm being kind. Liz Cheney has been ousted. Who do you think is going to come in as conference chair in the GOP down there in Washington, sir?
You know, actually, I'm part of a nomination committee this morning that's going to nominate Elise Stefanik. I think Elise has more than earned her spurs, and she's the person I think can step in. And it should never be about any one of us. It should be about all of us. And there's nobody greater than the team as a whole. I just think of where we are right now. It was time for a replacement with Ms. Cheney. Ms. Stefanik, I believe, will be overwhelmingly voted into that position today as our conference chair.
You know, and you don't, is there any pushback by her, or you're pretty much telling me, and you know, Congressman, you, Mike Kelly, are on top of all of it, and people really respect you down there. So if you say this is going to happen, it most likely will happen with Elise Stefanik as head of the conference chair of the GOP, correct?
Absolutely. She will be our conference chair around 9 o'clock this morning, 9:15 this morning. She will be elected by the body, by the conference, and she will be our new conference chair.
Well, this is exciting because you know what? Those of us in New York who appreciate her work will appreciate that. Hey, Congressman, help us out here. You got a $5 million ransom paid. You got $5 million. You have a disaster at the border. A true humanitarian. I know you're a good guy, Congressman Mike, and that's why we love you, man. But I'm telling you, you and I, we feel for the Border Patrol, certainly, and we feel for ICE, certainly. But those kids that are being left down there, the economy, what's happening to the economy? There's gas lines. It's like Jimmy Carter over again. We feel, a lot of us feel, and I look to you, so maybe we could just put some of the fear at ease because a lot of folks are now scared. This administration is even far worse than we thought it would be, Congressman Kelly. Is there any hope, number one? And number two, what in the name of goodness gracious is happening down at the White House?
Joe, I can't tell you what's happening at the White House because it's one of those things that you wake up each day and say, it can't possibly get any worse, and then you say, oh, yes, it can.
Yeah.
Elections have consequences. Losing the House, the Senate now, and having Mr. Biden, whoever it is calling the shots in the White House, I don't really believe it is Mr. Biden. I believe it's a whole cadre of people who are lefty. What we do have going for us, Joe, is that in our hearts, and this is the American people, in our hearts, we know what's right. We know what those 1.5 million people in uniform, why they died, why they went forward, why they were willing to sacrifice their life to save our beloved republic. I would like to go back to a speech given by a judge named Learned Hand, who many people consider to be the greatest judge never to be on the Supreme Court. In a speech he gives back in the late 30s, early 40s, in New York, by the way, his speech is called I Am an American, and there's one excerpt from it that I think is really rings true. And he says, when liberty died in the hearts of men and women, no constitution, no law, no court can save it. We are at that point right now because the winds that we need to have, the people that we need to stand up, are all of us. I mean, we all play a very significant role. And I tell people every morning, if you want to know who can change the world, when you get up in the morning, run to the nearest mirror and take a long look in there and say, you're the guy, you're the girl, you're the person who falls into this category. It is up to you if it is to change, and we must stay united in the way we always have as a country and say, it's not about me, it's about us.
Oh, where was their patriotic music underneath that great speech? That was great. Congressman Kelly, you so speak the truth, and we appreciate your valuable time, sir. I have to ask you this, Congressman Mike. I feel I know you well enough, and not to make any accusations, but what is with, sir, the anti-Semitic rise in the House of Representatives with Ilhan Omar? How is she missing the boat? This has nothing to do with the Palestinians. Everyone knows this is Hamas. Everyone knows that it's being financed by Iran. And now Israel has no choice but to go into Gaza. We have war. We're witnessing this because the administration refuses. They're taking this laissez-faire policy, hands-off policy, because they don't want to. For what reason, I don't know. How can the Democrats, how can Mr. Israel himself, Chuck Schumer, allow this to happen? And in the House of Representatives, what in the name of God is Ilhan Omar talking about, sir?
I'm not sure that any of us understand what Ms. Omar is talking about. But, you know, in our country, she can say whatever she wants to say. We may not agree with what she has to say, but we agree with her right to say it. But by the same token, we have a responsibility to answer it and not to sit back and say, well, I'm not sure. No, I am sure. And you're sure. And America's sure. Look, we know we have a left movement that's stronger than we've ever seen before. I'm not going to call them socialists because that's not what they are. They are so far to the left. If we allow it to continue and then later on say, I wish I had done something about it. Joe, we've had this conversation before. Yeah.
You
cannot forfeit the game and then cry because you lost. The time to fight the battle is the time that the battle is being waged. Not afterwards. So, look, I don't know Miss Omar. I don't know her, but I do know this. And very famously, Winston Churchill said this, Joe, back whenever the chance, when the Nazis were rising, he said to Chamberlain, you had the choice between dishonor and war. You chose dishonor. You shall now have war.
Oh, you are the man, Mike. I'll tell you, I'm getting patriotic music next time you come on. We're lucky enough to have you, sir. We're going to get that. I love it. Everything you say is right on the money. And you give us hope, Congressman Mike Kelly, with that swamp down there. Thank you for the fight, because I know it's not easy, sir. Mike, have a great weekend. We appreciate you always being with us, and Godspeed, sir.
Thanks so much, Joe. Let's all pray for America.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Mike Kelly, good guy, great guy. I'm telling you, when I meet folks like this from Washington, and I met Mike down there, right, Congressman Kelly, what a great guy, down-to-earth guy. And I didn't even know, is he Republican, Democrat? I didn't know. I wasn't sure at the time. And it doesn't really matter. As long as you have faith in this country and you believe in you, listening now, in the people. And Congressman Kelly believes in the people, representing in a stellar fashion the 16th District in the great state of Pennsylvania. Joe Piscopo on the radio. It is, look at this, 7:33, Big Al standing by. We're going to, Yocasta Corona. We are at the Trinitas Regional Medical Center. We are here. I I am in my glory because, God forbid, hi, how are you? Security is here. People are here. What a great staff. And God forbid, if Joe goes down, if you hear this, oh, what happened? I'll be in the ER in a second, and I'm very – one of the greatest times I've ever had in my life was in the ER at Trinitas.
Oh, You're a real happening guy.
Gary, can I take that thing that with the germ-free room? Can I take whatever it is home with me? No, the UVC thing you have, the germ-killing lights. Yeah, I want that home. I got to get that in my house. Hello.
Very excited.
Welcome to my house. Could you step over here, please, underneath that light? Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for it. Yocasta Corona. John Katsimatidis. Deneen Borelli is joining us. Look at this. Joey Sibilia has been working all night long. Colonel Jack Jacobs as well. Piscopo on the radio live from Elizabeth, New Jersey, baby. Hey, I'd be nowhere else. Big Al is the headline news on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
55 degrees at 7:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. It was another violent night in New York. At least six people shot across the city. One of those shot, a suspected gang member, has passed away after allegedly firing off bullets at cops in Brooklyn. Another reputed gang member who was with him was also sprayed with bullets in Bed-Stuy. 63-year-old man shot in the leg during a mugging in East Flatbush. And a 33-year-old man was shot in Brownsville. He's expected to survive moments later. A 21-year-old man also hit by gunfire in Brownsville. He's also expected to make a full recovery. Police also say they responded to two more shootings in the Bronx and Queens. New Jersey Transit partnering with Amazon's Alexa. The agency says it developed and patented the technology to make it quicker and easier for riders who have service questions. Commuters must have a device with Alexa already on it, and the voice will be able to help with planning a trip in advance, arrival and departure information, and service disruptions or delays. NJ Transit President and CEO Kevin Corbett calls it another sign of modernizing the company from top to bottom. In sports, Rays beat the Yankees 9-1. Yankees also announcing shortstop Gleyber Torres has tested positive for COVID-19. He previously had coronavirus and has been fully vaccinated, making this another breakthrough case. He remains in quarantine. Knicks over the Spurs, 102-98. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Thanks a lot, Al. Heading out to 109 in Elizabeth, out by Trinitas, moving okay, getting out through South Street. Let's go over to 31, getting into Rocky Run Road in Glen Gardner, getting reports of an accident over there. Traffic is slowing down for you as you head to the inbound GWB. It's 30 minutes into the upper, a lot better to the lower level. Lincoln 10, Holland Tunnel is actually moving okay. No major problems there. Some volume southbound throughway getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Over on the Deegan southbound at the Grand Concourse, it's a collision to watch for. The FDR Drive South in the 90s. It's a stalled vehicle. Really busy at the Whitestone Bridge getting into the Bronx. And watch for delays on Sunrise Highway. Sunrise Highway closed over in East Quag. It's all due to a pretty serious accident reported. Southern State west of Peninsula Boulevard, a collision being cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate? If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10 a.m., our very own Dottie Herman, CEO of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what's hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters of real estate. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there's no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best, period. Tune in to Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10, here on AM 970, The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate. Don't miss it. Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer. Learn from the very best, Dottie Herman, CEO of Douglas Elliman.
Hello, I'm a unicorn. Yes, one of those. Everyone's trying to find me, but most can't, unless there's ZipRecruiter. If you've hired before, you understand it's quite hard to find a unicorn. You know, someone who's perfect for your role, but somehow ZipRecruiter manages to do it. Fast. Talk about magical. And right now, you can go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try it for free. ZipRecruiter's technology finds candidates with the right experience, like me, and actively invites them to apply to your job. ZipRecruiter knows you want more more than just great resumes. You want brilliant people who can help your business shine. That's why they make hiring these people easy. But I'm just a majestic unicorn. Don't take my word for it. Listen to him.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Ouch, ouch, ouch. What are you, E.T.?
I have never seen E.T.
You never saw it?
Never saw it.
How do you not see E.T.?
Because I thought it was the dumbest looking movie ever when I was a kid, and I've made it now a personal mission not to ever watch it.
Baby, baby, baby. Hey, I'll tell you what, Al, Al's holding his finger up like, okay, Joe, you got to go. And then, I'm like, okay, ouch. It looks like a little E.T. right there.
Right.
Ouch.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, that's okay. Okay. Hey, we are at Trinitas Comprehensive Medical Center, and it's Elizabeth, New Jersey. And I got to tell you, I am in my glory because I'm a hypochondriac. You know, I had cancer in 81, so that's my excuse. And I was like a wuss. And they go, Joe, you got cancer. I go, wow, I got cancer. Yeah. And they say, okay, you got to be careful from here on out. You're eating wrong. You got to eat right. You got to exercise. And that's what got me off to exercising and stuff like that, you know. But I have to tell you, when I walked through the Comprehensive Cancer Center right down the area, which way is that, guys? Was it down this way? Yeah, we walked down there. Remember? Met the oncologist. Talked about the medulla carcinoma that I had. Talked with the folks down there. Saw people getting chemo. Correct me if I'm wrong, fellas. That was chemo, right? And they were calm. And there was a veteran I met. I'll never forget that. He was a veteran. Remember, Doug? We walked through. We chatted with him. He was there. The whole caring. I've never seen that ever before. Because when they told me back in the day, hey, it was like this. I had this big waspy doctor. You know, he goes, you got cancer. Well, thanks, Doc. Thanks for your compassion and your love. If you want compassion, spiritual guidance, true caring, you got to come to Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center. It's right here in Elizabeth. I'm telling you, let me give you the number. And don't forget and don't fear, because you can. And I'm not, I can't make a clinical claim on the radio, but I can tell you this. So many people are outliving the disease. And I think Al and I are an example of that. But we make the sign of the cross when we do that by the grace of God. But you might want to start.
Well, you make the sign of the cross. I don't. But that's all right.
You're right. Sorry.
Let's be fair.
I assumed.
No, I know.
I assumed.
But you know what happens when,
Yeah. 908-994-8000. Take a moment to call, please. The Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center at 908-994-8000 to get more information about cancer care delivered with the entire patient in mind. It's the Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center. 908-994-8000.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Who could it be now, Al?
Great band, Men at Work.
Yeah,
Colin Hay, the lead singer of Men at Work, is still touring. And from what I've heard, he tells stories of the days of being in Men at Work in Australia and becoming an American hit. And he is Scottish, actually.
I couldn't sleep last night thinking about that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
What's his name again?
Colin Hay is the lead singer of Men at Work.
Yocasta Corona in the house. How are you? Yocasta, I'm standing. See, I'm an old dinosaur. Stand up when you sit down. Is that all right? It's a very, very chivalrous and maybe a little old fashioned. Nice to see you. Please have a seat.
Thank you.
If I may. Yocasta, thanks for the work you're doing. And thanks for coming in and joining us. So, I got to tell you, I'm worried about this every day, strokes. Because, look, Yocasta Corona is, that's a great name. That is a great name. It sounds like something maybe, in an arena, some Yocasta! I love this. Am I right or wrong, right? She is the stroke director at Trinitas Regional Medical Center. It's so scary because young people... I mean, you see old people, you see folks of all ages, God forbid, having strokes. What's the preventative steps we could take? And explain us exactly what it is, if you would.
Okay. Well, most of us are worried about the COVID-19 pandemic. However, I want to emphasize that getting care at Trinitas is critical. And rest assured that Trinitas is ready, it's safe for everyone's healthcare needs. So that's the most important thing.
Okay.
So I also want to just go over, what is a stroke?
Yeah, please.
Stroke occurs when there's blood flow to the brain that is interrupted. This sometimes occurs when brain cells in the immediate area begin to die because there's a clot. So there's no circulation to that area.
Okay.
So the oxygen nutrients that are needed for the brain are interrupted. What are the types of strokes that we normally see with our patients? 80% of the time, we see what we call a ischemic stroke, which there is a clot that interrupts that flow to the brain. Okay. And the second most common, however, the most deadly, is the hemorrhagic stroke. There's a bleed in the brain. This occurs when a vessel ruptures or bursts, and there's bleeding in the area.
Yukasa, how can you possibly tell? How can you? How did that get broadcast? I mean, how do you know that that just happens so suddenly? You don't know, right?
You don't know. However,
yeah,
there's a really quick way to determine if you're having a stroke. There's a quick mnemonic. There's a way that you can assess by using the letters FAST. FAST. F is for face. Is there asymmetry in the facial?
Yeah.
Ask them to smile.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there
yeah.
a lopsided,
okay.
a crooked smile?
Okay.
A is for arm. Do they have weakness in one arm? S is for speech. Is there speech slur? Are they able to speak? Are they making sense? T is for time, critical time, to call 911 and get help. Get that patient, get your loved one to the hospital immediately. Mm-hmm. You only have a window of opportunity to get treatment, to reverse that interruption that you have in the brain, and to minimize the deficits long term.
Should you take aspirin, or something that thins your blood?
That's a great question. We're not here to make recommendations. However, this is something that you can consult with your physician.
Uh-huh.
If this is in the best interest for you, your physician will determine whether an aspirin a day is a good choice for you.
Wow.
But it's highly recommended.
Yeah. So, again, we were joking with the guys, but it's true. This is something that is so, because I see young people die from this. So the best preventative steps. I mean, you know what I'm thinking, and let me start here, if I may, Yocasta. Yocasta Corona is the stroke director of Trinitas. It's something, and it doesn't matter. And there are the young people that have strokes, correct?
That's correct. Unfortunately, lifestyles are stress.
Stress.
High blood pressure is the number one factor that contributes to stroke.
Yeah, that's why I always check my blood pressure.
Number one. High blood pressure, you normally don't know you have it until you are symptomatic.
Yeah.
So you come in, work with your healthcare provider.
Okay.
Make sure your medications are on time. You take whatever's prescribed. Lifestyle changes, diet, exercise.
Yeah.
Stay active.
Really?
But the key is prevention.
And so the high blood pressure is what? What's a high blood pressure number?
Right now, based on the American Heart Association, anything over 120, over 80, is considered pre-hypertension.
Get me over. wait a minute.
It used to be 120 over 80 was the normal. Right now, we want it below 120. Systolic blood pressure.
120.
You're in trouble.
And the diastolic is what? The bottom one? That's the bottom?
The bottom is 80. However, right now, it's in the 70s.
70. So you got to have you got blood pressure like an athlete, for crying out loud.
That's correct.
Yeah,
diet,
but
exercise.
Or medication you could take for that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Most times your physicians will recommend medications. Compliance is the key. Making sure you take your medication as ordered.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always
yeah.
working with your physician for the best. To make sure that, you know, you are following all the guidelines, all the recommendations, and doing yourself that incentive of making sure you work out, you eat well, if you stay healthy. If you smoke, quit.
Ah.
Another factor that contributes to stroke.
Isn't that something? So what do you have any stats like just a general estimate of the age group that is most in, that could be severely affected by this?
It's surprisingly, stroke is considered a disease of the aging. However, because of our lifestyles and our medical issues and comorbidities that we are starting to see with the younger generation, we're starting to see younger and younger patients. In addition, we are actually seeing a lot more strokes right now related to COVID.
You know what? I swear to goodness gracious, I'm so glad you brought that up. I worry about that. For myself, I had it, no problem, got it. I didn't even know I had it. No, you didn't have it. But still, it comes back and gets you, doesn't it, sometimes? God forbid.
That's correct.
And you've seen stroke patients because of COVID.
We've seen many. There's a higher incidence of coagulation, meaning their blood is slightly thicker related to the disease of COVID.
Look at you. Yes. You're right.
Some of them may not have high blood pressure, may not have diabetes.
Yeah, yeah.
However, they come in and they have a stroke.
Have you ever seen such an insidious virus, Yocasta? I mean, really?
I don't think any of us have.
And what you had to go through here, and thank God you were here at Trinitas helping so tens of thousands of New Jerseyans and people from the area. God bless you for that.
Thank you.
Yocasta Corona, thank you so much. Don't go far, because now I'm scared out of my mind. I'm taking my blood pressure.
You're
please.
In the right place.
I know. I'm in the right place. Don't go. I'm gonna give me that blood pressure thing. Can somebody take my blood pressure? Oh my Lord! Thank you so much, Yocasta. You're saving lives, girl. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
All the very best. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, Debbie, taking my blood pressure, and I'll be laying down. Put my feet up. Do I put my feet up? What do I do? How do I get? Now of course I'm worrying about it all, but it is something.
You took your blood pressure 4 times yesterday. You're gonna take it about 12 before the end of today.
Well, you know, Deb, really, it's a danger, as you know all too well.
It's
out of nowhere, Deb, you know, as you know.
Yeah. My brother had the high blood pressure, and you know, it may have been a stroke or a heart attack when he passed last week. So I mean, that it's so, you know, it is so important to go to the doctor and, you know, really follow up with that stuff. Really and scary stuff.
It's silent. That's what's dangerous about it. Deb, we love you. We appreciate you being with us. Deb's on the road, so look at this. We are moving through this morning at Trinitas Regional Medical Center. Hey, we got a lot more vital medical information. So if you got anybody, tell them to tune in to AM 970 with Piscopo in the morning and Alan and Joey and Debbie, because we've got it all for you here. It is 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. Debbie's on the roads with traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. 1 and 9. Moving okay right now to South Street in Elizabeth as you head out toward Trinitas. Do watch for some volume on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound getting out toward Bradley Avenue, the Gothels Bridge, and the Outer Bridge crossing moving along okay in that area. Let's see what's going on 31 southbound at Rocky Run Road in Glen Gardner. An accident there was just cleared. Inbound GWB about 30, Lincoln Tunnel 15, Holland Tunnel about 10. Watch for slowdowns on the Deegan southbound at the Grand Concourse with an accident. Remember, alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules in effect. Sunrise Highway is closed out in East Quag. It's all due to a pretty serious accident there. And traffic slowing down as well on Sunrise Highway West at Hubbard's Path into West Babylon with another crash, and the Southern State westbound at Peninsula Boulevard, an accident being cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder explains the jobs numbers.
It looks like 266,000. It looks like it was a big disappointment at 266.
Maybe, just maybe, all these benefits that you're giving people is incentivizing people not to work. They're not stupid. You pay people more not to work than to work? Let's see, what should I do? I think I'll go to work and make less money. Are you kidding?
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 8 and 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer, Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Have you ever had a legal question about elder law or estate law? Every Wednesday night during Kevin McCullough's show, you'll hear from Mike Connors himself of Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law, answering real listener questions. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission.
This is Dennis Prager along with fellow host Mike Gallagher. We both want to invite you to join us for the trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land this October.
Dennis and I have planned out every minute of this trip in detail with Salem Media Group and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. It's something you'll never forget. Go to standwithisraeltour.com to register or call 855-565-5519. That's standwithisraeltour.com. Book worry-free until July 6th.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor because I love you. I want you out of pain, no pain. Just Mr. T said that, right? Yeah. Was that Mr. T in the Rocky? No pain.
That was in Rocky 3.
Thank you. See, I got my movie expert, Al. But it's true. You want no pain, you try Relief. Try it. See, this is what's logical to me. Now, you know me. I'm a pragmatic guy. I'm an objective guy. I really am. And then, so I see, okay, how could you be out of pain? You try the three-week quick start. How much is it, Joe? It's less than $20. It's $19.95. Are you kidding me? That's like a deal, and it's all 100% drug-free. It will be at your house in a couple days. That's what happened. So I started taking Relief Factor 5 days, boom, out of pain. You know, it's like botanical, all the botanical ingredients and fish oil, that sort of thing. All natural, you know. So I love that. Let me reiterate that. It's 100% drug-free, okay? So that's what you got to worry about, and that's what I care about, and it's gotten me out of pain. The three-week quick start. Try it out, $19.95. Here's the number, 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384. You can say goodbye to pain, baby. I'm telling you something. Say hello to Relief with Relief Factor. It's relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
Ben Shapiro, coming up at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
You say it's that like 5. Oh, yeah. Joe Lumberger is our marathon mad meteorologist. Good morning, Joey. How you doing this morning, buddy?
Doing fantastic. Ready for the weekend. It looks like the weather's going to be pretty good this weekend across the area.
Now, this isn't the Maryland thing this weekend, is it?
No. That's next Saturday.
Oh, that's good. I like that you were 2 weeks off. That's like something I would do. 2 weeks off. Hi. Hey, where is everybody?
Yeah, just, leave it to dummy me to do something like that.
Oh, man. No, you're the marathon man. How are you doing otherwise, Joe, this weekend?
It's really looking good. Sunshine today. Then there'll be some clouds around midday and afternoon. Fair weather clouds. No big deal. 74 today. We do that again tomorrow. Slight chance, and I do mean very slight chance, of an afternoon shower. I think most areas are dry tomorrow. If we're going to see a shower this weekend, the best bet is Sunday afternoon. And even then, I still think most of the day is rain-free with highs in the low 70s.
That sounds great. Joe Lumberg, thank you. On the money, as always, we appreciate it, my friend. Joe Lumberg right there. Joe Piscopo right here at Trinitas Regional Medical Center in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And, you know, we will be talking with the great John Catsimatidis momentarily. What happened with the Colonial Pipeline? Why is that happening? John knows oil. What would you pay? A ransom is they're going to pay? And it's like, okay, everything's going to be back to normal. This is what we're hearing from Washington. In the meantime, it costs $5 million. Where did that extortion come from? Probably Russia. It has Russian fingerprints all over it. Where is the mainstream media on this, and why aren't they concerned about it? We're concerned about it because it's happening here, and as Al just told us, in Ireland, there's a health system that's been hacked. So you're emboldening these people once you pay the money. And how, in the name of goodness gracious, is one oil company so vital to like a third of the United States? Does that scare anybody? That we got to worry about one oil company, and then most of the South, the Southeast of the United States is like stranded without gasoline. Can someone help me here, for goodness sake? John Katsimatidis, he will. He's on the air coming up momentarily. Deneen Borelli, Fox News contributor, author of Blacklash, advisor to Clout Hub. She will join us momentarily. Dr. Sal Sabata, psychiatrist. Lord knows we're all getting couches when Dr. Sal comes in. Dr. Michael Zabowski, internist at the Trinitas Regional Medical Center. I love this. We're going to be talking about the wound center. Colonel Jack Jacobs, hero, true American hero, Medal of Honor recipient. Dr. Vipin Garg, director of Trinitas Sleep Center, will be with us. So we got medical news, we got all the news, and it's happening right here on AM 970, The Answer, and we are coming right back.